I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2.
On this day in labor history, the year was 2002. That was the day that working people of the United States lost one of their greatest champions in Washington. Two-term Minnesota Senator Paul Wellstone died tragically in a plane crash. The crash took place just 11 days before Election Day. Wellstone was running for his third term in office. His wife, daughter, three aides, and two pilots also died in the crash. Wellstone was known for fighting for those who didn't have a voice in the halls of power. The poor, the workers, the farmers, the seniors. He once famously said, "I'm here to represent the little fellers, not the Rockefellers." The most impactful legislation the senator passed was the Paul Wellstone Mental Health and Addiction Equality Act of 2007. It required insurance providers to treat mental health at the same level that they would provide for physical health care. When he died, the United Electrical, Radio, and Machine Workers of America remembered Wellstone as the strongest voice for America's working families in the United States Senate. AFSCME Local 34 wrote, "He was the best friend that AFSCME had in the U.S. Senate, and supported us and the issues that affected working families." At a 10-year commemoration of his death, Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton called Wellstone the conscience of the Senate. In January, the AFL-CIO established the Wellstone Award. The award honors elected leaders who take a strong stand for workers' freedom to come together in unions and who fight for social and economic justice. Wellstone once said, "Politics is not about power. Politics is not about money. Politics is not about winning for the sake of winning. Politics is about the improvement of people's lives." We could sure use more senators like Paul Wellstone today. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.